From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. It's news, information, and today another live Coast to Intermountain West broadcast. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin in New York.
And I'm Allison Stewart, live from the studios of KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah, where we are reporting on the Sundance Film Festival. It is Monday, January 21st, 2008. So, Rachel, it has been just an insane weekend.
How was it? I'm a little jealous.
Well, it was really funny. It went from a little mountain town with some filmmakers walking around to suddenly it just exploded into this mashup of Hollywood meets art. And it was so hard to decide what films to cover, what filmmakers to talk to. So we actually went to...
You guys just flipped a coin.
We actually went to one of our go-to gals, Leah Rosen from People Magazine. At last count, Leah had seen 16 movies. She was literally seeing three or four a day. And we asked her, after the first weekend, which they called the front-loading weekend, that's when they put a lot of the big films out there, she told us what she liked so far.
Cool.
I really like Sunshine Cleaning, which is this sort of fun little movie with Amy Adams and Emily Blunt, two of the brightest young female actresses around, and they really come through in this. It's about two young women, sisters, who start a cleaning service to clean up crime scenes and suicides, body fluids, brain matter, things like that. Turns out it's a big market. Who knew? And it's just fully rounded characters. A lot of it's funny and great performances.
Emily Blunt, she's the one from Devil Wears Prada, right?
Yes, and interestingly enough, the filmmaker wrote that story based on a news piece they heard on NPR.
Really?
And we went and found it. It was done by Linda Wertheimer in 2001. So we're going to link through to that on the blog. So NPR,
inspiring,
a little bit
art
of a stamp at Sundance. We're also going to have coming up for you a very poignant interview with a director named Mark Pallington. He did the movies Arlington Road, Mothman Prophecies. He made that video for the Jeremy, that Pearl Jam song.
Yeah.
He has two films debuting at Sundance. The big one was the big hot ticket this weekend, the 3D concert film with U2, as well as a movie called Henry Poole is here. Very moving part of the story. His wife passed away suddenly. He talks about how filmmaking has been really cathartic for him.
Well, look forward to that. And also, it is Martin Luther King Day today, so we will talk with one of the people who was instrumental in getting this to become a holiday in the first place. Musician, spoken word artist, poet Gil Scott Heron. We talk with him. We'll also go to Corva Coleman for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. Yes, it was a big weekend in politics. Voters went to the polls in South Carolina and Nevada. That was pretty big. But the real big story is this year's Super Bowl matchup. It's set.
47-yard try, his longest attempt of the game. He has missed his last two. Can he send the Giants to the Super Bowl? The kick is good, and the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Where they'll face the undefeated New England Patriots. That was the call last night, courtesy of Fox Sports. And with that field goal, the New York Giants upset the Packers 23-20 in overtime in the sub-zero temperatures of Green Bay, Wisconsin's Lambeau Field.
A lot of milestones in the game. It was only the third conference championship game ever to go into overtime. And it was just the third playoff game the Packers have ever lost at home in their 86-year history. The Giants set an NFL record by winning their 10th straight game on the road. And the winning kick was the longest ever made by a visiting kicker in Green Bay in the playoffs.
Giants linebacker Antonio Pierce says that desire was the difference.
This team has never given up. This team will never give up. We're not finished. Played against a very good team today in the Packers. We've got to give our hats off to them. They fought us to the very end. It was a competitive game. But I think the team that wanted it more today won.
Packers legendary quarterback Brett Favre threw an intercepted pass early in overtime, leading to the field goal that lost his team the championship. Favre would not say whether he'll return for an 18th season next year, but he did say this loss was pretty painful.
I didn't rise up to the occasion and have in the past. I expect more out of myself. I know it's part of the game, but, it's very disappointing.
The Giants once again shows that they are a beacon of hope to the downtrodden, a sign that whatever obstacles may befall us, we can all... Wait a minute. Did producer Dan Pashman write this? The man who sent the email at 11:03 that he had the fever? We can't let Giants fans write this stuff. I'm going to skip ahead. Tour de force, triumph of the human spirit, Nietzsche and Uberman. Okay, wait, here we go. Here's something I can read. The Giants will face the New England Patriots, who defeated the San Diego Chargers 21-12 to win a record-breaking 18th game of the season. If they take the Super Bowl, the Pats will be the first team to go 19-0 in NFL history.
The Patriots took the lead early in the second quarter and never relinquished it. The Chargers hung around and only trailed by two going into the fourth quarter, but New England would not be denied. Running back Lawrence Maroney led the way for the Pats, while his Chargers counterpart, LaDainian Tomlinson, barely played. Tomlinson entered the game with a bad knee and left after touching the ball just three times.
Here's Patriots super hunk QB Tom Brady on his team's quest for perfection.
There's been so much energy expended each week with, with the expectations and the pressure that our coach puts on us. So glad we have a week off here, regroup a little bit and try to, elevate our game for one last performance.
Super Bowl 42 takes place in 13 days in Glendale, Arizona, just outside Phoenix. And that is the BPP's big story. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.